Yeah, so I just wanted to give you a warm welcome to my tiny little radio show. So this time I'm going to be, present my, little stories in English language as well, or not as well. I'm just trying to focus on English language this time, besides that I know that some of my local colleagues are also, still keep listening to my podcast in German language to improve their language skills. I don't know if it's kind of a good idea to do so. But as I know already, that's for a while now that there are also like a few English speaking listeners as well, and they're also like wanted to be or they wanna like be updated again, and so I keep you updated somehow. And I also wanted to just record this episode right now because I was just in the mood and I kind of owe you this one. Because my time here in India has come to an end or is about to come to an end pretty soon. So there's only one more week to go. And so I just was like in the mood to just say thank you so much. Thank you, India. Thank you for like having me for 4 years now, and the time was just running so fast, and I just cannot explain like how I feel at the moment. It's not that easy to describe feelings. I just remember back in the days when I had the opportunity, when I had the chance to get here. I was not well prepared. I had my I had some prejudice, some stereotypes. And like honestly, India was never on my radar. I didn't even, or I don't even know if I would have like traveled to that country, because I just had no idea like where to go to India first, because the country is just too huge. It's so big. You just don't have any clue where you go first, and is it worth like travel around for 2 weeks or 3 weeks? And I had more keen interest into, I don't know, Thailand, Vietnam, and so on. And when my boss was like, can you imagine to live abroad, to go to another country? And when it turned out that it's going to be India, I was pretty surprised. And then I had the chance also to come here right before the pandemic. And surprisingly, I was really I just fell in love like immediately. And maybe because it's just the country is just so different to what I knew so far from all over Europe. Just to know if you can say it like this. But to cut the chase, I don't know if I would get dropped in, I don't know, Budapest, Stockholm, or even in London or Roma, Paris. It doesn't matter. Like by the end of the day, it's European. It's pretty like easy to get in contact or to find a location, or at least you will kind of manage to or manage your stuff. And when it comes to communication, food as well, and also the climate, it's like changing a little bit from the south to north and vice versa. To compare it to India, it's not that easy. And I think there's not like a common country which you can like compare, like one-on-one kind of thing. And when it comes to communication, food, cultural things, also religion, it was really like tough for me. It was kind of a culture clash at the end, to be honest. But to sum up, I mean, trying to sum up like 4 years of like working in India, living here, partying, making friends, drinking, having food, enjoying my chai mornings with guys and neighbors, with my colleagues. I just cannot sum it up like in half an hour or something. I'm just trying to describe how I feel, and just wanted to want you to join maybe what's going up in my mind at the moment. And yeah, it's been a while. It's been 4 years. And I'm just, yeah, I'm sad to leave because I also requested if there would be any like opportunity to stay any longer for at least one more year because there was the pandemic, as everyone knows. Yeah, but there was no chance, so I have to go back work-wise. And yeah, I still just wanted to say thank you to my neighbors who made it pretty easily that I could just fit in here. And when I could find my own place in January 2021, yeah, just to give you like a throwback kind of thing, I got here. Or usually I had to come here by summer of 2020, so right in the pandemic. And then, yeah, basically I didn't have any idea, like, when can I leave Germany? I was almost, like, packing my stuff. And I was, yeah, also, like, insecure, like, when to leave and what is going on. And then there were no flights. And then I had a word with a travel agency who was like responsible to book my flights and to manage everything. And it was just not possible. And then, you know, I had a successor for my apartment as well. And she was pretty flexible when it came to like finding like a date when I could move out and she is going to move in. Yeah, and it was not that easy. And then I had another word with the travel agency. And then it was like, yeah, so we could find a flight for you. There's like a connection flight from Düsseldorf via Paris to Mumbai. And then I just had a phone call like with a few close friends because like back in the days it was just not possible to meet so many people. Yeah, and thank you that a few of you have been so spontaneous and yeah, could manage like a really insane farewell party, and that also my successor for my apartment was so flexible. And then yeah, in the morning hours a friend just picked me up to give me a lift to the airport in Düsseldorf. And then yeah, when I realized I just dropped my keys into my mailbox and then I left the house, and then I finally realized, okay, so the adventure is like about to start from here. And yeah, and then it happened like pretty quickly. And then from Düsseldorf to Paris, I was really like, oh yeah, I'm like on a trip, you know, so what could possibly go wrong with that? And then, yeah, and then when I could make it to the aircraft on my way to Mumbai, it was really like, oh, now as I could see the destination, when I was really like, when I could, yeah, realized that my destination will be Mumbai pretty soon and that there's an 8 hours flight coming up. And I was like, okay, now it's really happening. It's starting right from here. And then I had two pieces of luggage with me. So all of my furniture and personal belongings, it was all on the way, but I could just take two pieces of luggage with me, and one of my luggage pieces obviously pretty much liked it in Paris, so that I had only one piece with me at the end, and it took another few days to get it back after a while. And then it was still like a monsoon season as well, and then I had to undergo a quarantine at the hotel. And I couldn't go anywhere, and it was really, I don't know, but it didn't feel like being somewhere in a hotel, because we were walking around a lot, like in the closest like vicinities and stuff, and also with my colleagues, and meanwhile I can call them friends as well. They made it so easily for me to join and to feel like, yeah, to feel like home pretty quickly. Yeah, and then after all these months, we went on our like first travels and short trips around the state of Maharashtra. Yeah, it was amazing. And I, like, in the past years, I could see the Taj Mahal, been to Kolkata, been to the south in Kerala, been to Goa a few times. And you know, India has so much to offer. It has so much in the bag, like I don't know, the beachside, and there's jungle, there's mountains, you can go for skiing and hiking, and there are these mega cities, and you have like caves and stuff, and also like the desert, and plenty of options where you can go to. And yeah, and then I also, like, after 2 or yeah, almost 3 years, I also started to learn some decent word of Hindi language as well. I don't know why I didn't have like any interest in to learn that language right before. I just don't know. And then immediately it just popped up to my mind, and I was like, yeah, why not? I say I was like pretty much pretty often, I think. So I'm so sorry, but yeah. And then I was into that language kind of thing, like to get in contact with the people, to have a word with them, to understand what they are talking about, like what does it mean to say thank you and good morning and have a nice day. And it was also, yeah, it felt like a accelerator kind of thing, because then I could really touch their hearts, and they touched my heart and stuff. And it's so easy to get in contact with the people from here. I mean, when they smile, or you're smiling to them right into their faces, you can easily attract them to just get a smile right back to you. And yeah, I mean, there's that saying, and I think that I'm going to call that episode, there's no heart like the Indian heart, and it's kind of true. Because, yeah, just to give you like a closer look thing. Before I got here, I was pretty mind-based, I would say. You know, I was like always struggling to re-overthink everything and to make another plan, and just like I was, what do the other people may think when I'm going to do like this or when I behave like that? And really mind-based, and also what right from my belly, from my stomach, what would I do? And India really made me to, yeah, learn by heart, and also like feel with my heart much, much more than it was before. So that saying, there's no heart like the Indian heart, is pretty much too true, honestly. Yeah, I gotta tell you that. So yeah, to cut the chase, I just don't know, it's been like 13 minutes now, and it wouldn't be worth just like to give you a sum up for a few minutes only, because it's been such a long time. But I was just like in the mood to do that record right now, and also like not in German only, because I also owe that people from that country that they can also understand how I feel, and that I had such an amazing time here. I mean, honestly, I was struggling yeah, pretty much with the climate. You know, there's the monsoon season is going on right now, and it's like raining by almost every day and all day long. And then it's pretty hot. Then there's the humidity, and there's the heavy traffic every day. And I mean, it was back in the day, it was kind of different when there was the pandemic, and there was not that much traffic back in the day, but that yeah, then changed a lot pretty quickly right after it got back on track. And yeah, the traffic, the humidity, the climate, and yeah, sometimes it's also like with the food, you know. I mean, when food is like decent, like spicy, when the spice level is quite on medium, then I can go for it. But when it's way too spicy, and yeah, sometimes it is pretty spicy, then I can just not manage to eat it, and it's not that easy then afterwards. And then my body is telling me, you better stop to eat that. But you know, it's like with the culture and religion in that country, and also with the language and the places you can explore. Of course, you have to try it and never judge a book by its cover. So if you like want to have your own opinion, if you want to like judge, if you want to say so, then you have to try and do it yourself as well. And yeah, I just don't know what to say, honestly. Now I'm trying to say thank you once again, but I'm just so thankful that I had the chance to do that, like for all the opportunities. It wasn't like really, honestly, it was an amazing time. I had like great conversations. And yeah, these opportunities and getting in contact to all of you wonderful people from here and also from abroad, and also to the people who just came here. And I don't know exactly, it felt the same when I had to leave Cologne. You can let me know if you maybe feel the same, but whenever you are about to leave a place, then you just start to like fall in love with your hometown once again. Like you start to stroll around again, and then you find like a nice restaurant you never heard about before, or you just meet like new friends or people, and then you are like, where have you been before? Why haven't we met before? Like, where have you been? And yeah, honestly, in the past, yeah, half a year, I met like wonderful people also from the queer community. It all started with the Pride Parade here in Mumbai, and it's been like a few thousand people. And to, yeah, make new friends from here, and yeah, it really got close at the end, and we had like a nice farewell get together, and also my colleagues from the office. And it not only felt like home, it was a home for me, like for the past 4 years. And now with like going back in 1 week, honestly, in about 7 or 8 days. And also for myself, just to record that episode here, it will be online for a while. And then maybe in a few years, I will listen to that so-called show once again, and maybe I will just laugh about it because it's just so stupid what I'm saying right now. And yeah, but otherwise it's also like a logbook kind of thing. And yeah, always wanted to make that podcast. I mean, I haven't recorded for a while now, because you know, there's much work to do, and now with my relocation coming up, but I will definitely go on with that one. I was also like having a word with maybe some guests, and also back in Germany, I will definitely publish a few more shows, to be honest. And you can wait for it. Yeah, so let's see what the future will bring. For now, as it's like almost 20 minutes now, I just don't want to like having a monologue here all the time. I mean, yeah, that what is a like single podcast is about. What to say at the end? You know, it's not that easy to describe and to find any more words. What I wanted to say, I had something in my mind, but now it's kind of gone. I wanted to say that, yeah, like this time there is no description of the show, there is no info box, there is no like script or something. I just I'm just sitting here, put my microphone on, switched it on, put my headphones on, and I just started to talk, and then I made this horrible KI. KI would be German, I'm so sorry, AI, so artificial intelligence made introduction or jingle, you can say. So I think it's pretty terrible, but I wanted to try out like what does it sound like. And yeah, so at the end, it's 20 minutes now, and just don't want to talk for such a long time. I mean, I just can't sum up 4 years like in one show, you know, if I would like have a throwback for every month or even for a year at the end, it wouldn't like I could fill like plenty of hours. I could talk even more when it comes to, you know, the travels, also like going somewhere else, but also within the country. Then, yeah, the connections from here, the opportunities. And yeah, it was home. Mumbai is like home, and I will definitely come back. Not then as a diplomat anymore, but I will definitely come back to have a visit, and yeah, also to have a look if everyone who I will miss really, like, yeah, quite a lot, if you are still here, and how do you feel, and if you still like that place. Yeah, so I just want to say thank you once again, like, for plenty of times now, but thank you to my new friends, to my colleagues, my neighbors, to the people whom I worked with for a long period of time. It was a pleasure. It was an honor to work with you, to live here, to create a lot of great memories from here. And yeah, and now I just want to stop now, and yeah, just want to say thank you, and thank you for having me. It was really a pleasure. It was like I cannot stop saying thank you, because it was an honor. And yeah, in Hindi you would say like "fir milenge," which is like see you again, see you soon. And so I say dhanyawad, which is thank you, and yeah, supratri, good night. So thank you, everyone. I will be back one day for sure. And yeah, thank you for listening. It was not that easy, to be honest, to just record it in English language. So sorry, it's not my mother tongue, but I was trying my best. And yeah, like, let's stay in touch, and see you soon. And yeah, I will stop by now. So dhanyawad and fir milenge.